A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, December 19th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the resolutions of the just-ended ZANU-PF annual conference, which ended Saturday in Mashingo. But the major talking point has been the party's decision to endorse President Robert Mugabe as the sole candidate in the 2018 general elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.bioindebele.com.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk. And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the ruling ZANU-PF's party decision to endorse President Robert Mugabe as its sole candidate in 2018.
While presenting the party's resolutions at the just-ended annual People's Conference, delegates in Masvingo reaffirmed an earlier position to endorse President Robert Mugabe as the party's candidate and the sole center of power. The Youth Affairs Thematic Committee report, which was presented by the party's Secretary for Youth Affairs, Kutsai Chipanga, went a step further and said they want President Robert Mugabe to be declared life president.
Of course, at the moment, President Robert Mugabe, at 92, is the world's oldest president. And if the party's wish is granted, as is now a fact, Mr. Mugabe will be 94 by 2018 when he contests those elections. And should he win the presidential elections, he will be 99 by the time that his term comes to an end. Is there a problem with this? Well, ZANU-PF members are saying there's nothing wrong. The constitution permits Mr. Mugabe because the constitution only has a lower age limit to say that whoever wants to contest in Zimbabwe's elections must be 40. As to the upper age limit, there is no limit. But members of the opposition are saying that Mr. Mugabe has aged and therefore he must step down. We want to hear from you, our listeners, Gibbs.
Yeah, ngalifuna ukuthi ningene ngalesike kuhlelo khona manje ku Studio 7. This to me this phone leke kunombolo leyi 001-202-619-2077. Naso inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yes, ngakho ngakho ngisibili ukuthi abanye bathumongameli sele eminyaka 92 okwamanje. Kase enelisi ukuthi abuse njalo ukhona ukuthi uthi uyangena kukhetho ngo 2018. But kungazani ke sokumangalisa umuntu wonke. So asiqoqeni zulu kunjani mfowethu.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvesungo izvozvi zvezanupf vanopikisa vari kuti vamugabe vachienda pamujika ndigere nekuti makore avo afamba asi vezanupf vanoti aiwa ivo vari kushamisika kuti ivo vanopikisa vanodei pamuchato wedhongi nebere Gibbs. If a donkey wears a hyena, you know. Some people are saying there's nothing wrong as long as the two are in love, you know, so they are surprised by the criticism coming from the opposition that indeed they are the ones now that are crying more than the bereaved.
Yeah, apparently the constitution is very clear on some of these issues, Blessing. If you are 40 and above, that's it. You can be a president of Zimbabwe. It doesn't give a limit to say if you are 120, whatever, you know. At 94, you can be the president and all those kind of things. You know, I posted some messages on Facebook and people responded. And really, people have got mixed kind of feelings. Some are saying Mugabe for life. Some are saying Pamperine Zanu and all those kind of things. So it's all up to people to express their opinion here on Studio 7. This is a public platform for everybody. So let the people come in.
Of course, the same constitution says if a leader is incapacitated and is not capable to lead, he must step down. those are some of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Nick Mangwana, the ZANU-PF chairperson for the UK province. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I understand you were one of the delegates. How did the annual conference go in Masvingo?
It went very well. We had a good time. I'm just arriving right now. I'm not yet in the house, mm-hmm. just coming from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So it went very well. I think it was focused on the programs that are supposed to be, we're supposed to deliberate on in accordance with our constitution, and everything went smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we are all in the diaspora before we get into the business of the day. I think you had a resolution that you also wanted to be included as a province. What happened with that?
That has been deferred to the Politburo,
mm-hmm.
Because there were one or two resistances from other constituencies.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, the diaspora.
So we'll be making our case,
mm-hmm.
as we go basis, and also some of our resolutions also included they needed a constitutional amendment,
mm-hmm.
not only our constitution. Some actually need a national constitutional amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so it's being dealt with at a different forum.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we hope our guys Chris and Jonga, who are responsible for the diaspora forum, will be able to pick that and discuss what that means the when it comes to the diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
How can they be represented in these various parties? But Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
I guess, Mr. Mangwana, the diaspora, your request was deferred. Maybe they think that you're going to rig elections, right? They don't have to vote and, you know, all those kind of things. Mr. Mangwana can actually have more papers than necessary. When it comes to voting, right? Those are assumptions. Yeah, so...
well, look, it's a topic for another day. Let's
yes,
deal with
yes,
it I promise to be available.
Yeah, so now the issue is, you know, you made this resolution, Mr. Mangwana. Let's be very honest here. For the president, it was an endorsement, actually, for the president to contest the 2018 presidential election. You'll be 94 at that time, and we saw him on you know, one of these YouTube kind of things, failing to even take care of a tree, you know, to actually put sand inside a hole, you know. But at the end of the day, people are saying, no, this guy is already old, so why field him again?
I think the analogy, if I would call it that you was used by Blessing Ele was very good. He asked a question, a rhetorical question, to say, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he put it aptly. The thing is, most of the resistance or most of the outcry or outrage is coming from the parties that oppose ZANU-PF. Now, in any situation where there is contestations or competition, you actually prefer the opposition to be weaker than you. So you look at the weaknesses of an opposition. So if us fielding a 94-year-old president then is a weakness, why is the opposition trying to do us a favor by saying, no, we shouldn't field that particular candidate, we should field somebody who is, according to them, stronger? From our analysis of what they are saying, they actually think this is the strongest candidate and they prefer us to field a weaker one so that they would win. Because why are they trying to do us a favor? We are saying this is our candidate. Well, it's our candidate, not a president, not the president of the country in 2018, but a candidate of a political party. All the other parties just need to do is field their strong candidate. This ZANU-PF business is our business. He represents us, not everybody, until he wins that election, if he wins it. So what's the problem? Why is everybody else worried? They are not stakeholders in ZANU-PF. They are not members of ZANU-PF. So just field your candidate, be it Changirai or Joyce Changirai or whatever combinations or permutations, just field that strong candidate and let ZANU-PF do his own business. I think that's the position here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it comes to the endorsement itself, I explained this before, the conference itself, that it's a constitution. constitutional provision that requires us to do that, and it's a sensible provision which every party has, in the sense that if MDC is led by Tsvangirai, we MDCT, do we envisage a situation where the MDCT will say our candidate for the next election will be another person when Tsvangirai is there as the party leader? I don't think so. When PDP is led by Biti, would we envisage a situation where they will say Amadzore is going to be our candidate or whoever else for 2018, or they will say Biti is the candidate, because he's the leader of the party who is elected in the last election? So if you expect a political party to say we've got a leader, but we are going to put another person as a candidate for the next election, then aren't you looking at a dysfunction? Yeah. You're looking at a totally discordant party. So this just makes sense. It's orderliness within a political party. So that's my response.
But the problem, if I understand those who are criticizing this move to endorse Mr. Mugabe, is that it's about age, Mr. Mangwana, and the concern that Mr. Mugabe is not an opposition leader, he's the leader of the nation. And, you know, if he catches a cold, the whole country sneezes. And as a result, people need to know what their future is like. I mean, he himself admitted that all is not well in the party as people are jostling for positions. So it's not only the opposition, it's his own party.
But we are still talking about, good point, but we are talking about 2018 elections. We are not talking about the here and the now. The here and now, look, if this is a big issue, then make his age an election issue come 2018. And let the people decide. Isn't that how democracies work? Make it an election issue. As far as his current incumbent is concerned, that the people of Zimbabwe knew his age when they voted him into power. He was 89. So let's forget about that one. Let's talk about 2018. Make it the key election issue and win, if you can win, against him. That's all. I mean, the people of Zimbabwe are quite literate, and they enumerate. They know how to count. They know how to articulate issues. They know how to even analyze issues. So, given your 62 or 63, whatever age-year-old candidate against a 94-year-old candidate, the people of Zimbabwe, let them make that decision. Us in ZANU-PF, if this was a ZANU-PF person saying, oh, but why are we doing this? Why are we are misrepresenting the party, we are shortchanging the party, we are bringing in a weaker candidate and that would do the party a disfavor, then I would understand that. But the opposition, for God's sake, the opposition, you are trying to make us feel what you believe is a strong candidate. Why? Why? Honestly, why?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Mangwana. Please stay on the line. We want to bring another guest. That is Mr. Thabang Nare, independent political and social commentator. Mr. Nare, good evening.
Yes, afternoon. How are you doing?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Nare, siyabona lapha ke abantu khona ngale ku ZANU-PF amalunga angkhona athe khona uMongameli Robert Mugabe kumele sibilangene kukhetho luka 2018. Ubona njalo ngesikhathi seleso ke uyabasele 94 phela akuphosela kokona.
Hayi, okwakuqala sisho ukuthi siyananzelela ukuthi iZANU-PF ibe le conference enkulu eMasvingo lapho ukukhanya kube ama-delegates amaningi. Basebe sisho ke ukuthi sebemchetha njalo umongameli wabo uRobert Mugabe ukuthi ebe yi-candidate ka-2018. Ebantwini abaningi kuyamangalisa lokhu because ngumuntu osekhulile and esintwini umuntu nxa esekhulile uba lesikhathi sokuthi aphumule ayethele abantu inganekwane akhuze abasakhulayo. Kodwa okumangalisayo ukuthi umongameli wethu sifuna ukuqedisa wonke amandla alawo siwaqedisa kunjalo umnotho welizwe kawumanga kuhle. Izizukulwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ziyadubeka, ezinye sezihlala ziphila kwamanye amazwe, zichapha uLimpopo lapha zizama ukuyathola imisebenzi egoli. So kodwa nje into ekhona yikuthi akumangalisi ngoba kule nto okuthiwa yi-ideology ungazuzi ukuthi eZimbabwe thina i-ideology yethu kuyini. Sake saba ku-socialism, African nationalism, saba ku-capitalism. But kule migabe yizimo, imigabe yizimo ithi umgabe uyilizwe, umgabe ngoyiphathi, umgabe yikho konke. Abantu beZimbabwe ngeke baphila bengelaye umgabe. So yikho ke esebuyelile wenziwa candidate era 2018.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho. So he says like yeah, what else? He's surprised that ZANU-PF is going to field the president at that age. So he says there are so many isms in Zimbabwe. First there was socialism, then Africanism, now Mugabeism. So he says, he called this concept of Mugabeism. Mugabe is the party, he is the country, he is everything. So everything that runs in Zimbabwe is Mugabe. So he says that's not that should not be the case.
Todzoka kwamuri vamangwana muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navanare zvekuti vamugabe ndo zvinhu zvese pachine utongi wejekererera.
Kana tiri kutaura nenyaya yeutongi apa nyaya tiri kutaura nenyaya yemaelection which is a democratic process kudando ramunoti jekerere racho handizive but tiri kutaura nezve democratic process hatizi kuti vamugabe vari kuimbozawo neanybody tiri kuti kwanzva kune resolution yakapaswa at that conference there were about 7,000 delegates right veZANU-PF vari vanorepresenta ma structures emusangano ndo vakapasa that resolution unanimously, right? So it's a democratic process, I think. And now we are saying that candidate akunomira is going to stand against other candidates in a democratic process, the general election or presidential election, if you may. Again, that's what it is all about. Chamuri kubweza chii, muri kutaura imi kuti vakura vazodai vadai vadai, okay, muri kutaurirana zvinhu zvisina maturo, ndine urombo kuti ndakubudisa nomutauro uwoyo, but hazvina maturo kuti munditaura kuti kwanzi vamugabe vakatonge nyika because vakaneseka kusima muti. Do you want a president who is a tree planter? Is that his job?
Asi kana vachitadza kusima muti nhai vamangwana vakazo ndo handizvo here zvapa kuti upfumi hwenyika huende kumawere hazvisi kuratidza here kuti munhu aakuita zvekuti omanikidzwa kuti aramba ari panyanga
ndozvoendesa nyika kumawere izvozvo nai kune forest commission yose inoita basa rekusungano rekusima miti imi moda kuti president aite basa rekusima miti iziwewe nisimbolika umwetangosima miti aigorogoreka that's not what the president does. That's not why you elect somebody. Tungatotsvaga vayo vana matapura chaivo vane basa rokusima miti ndoti vaita mapuresident kana iro basa rapuresident hariro basa rapuresident basa rapuresident inyaya yevisheni kana maona kuti ndibhete ngandibhete about kuti no vari kulega vhisheni vari kudai we can talk about that but tinoti kuti kwanzi vakatadza kusima muti vakanetseka kusima muti come on let's be serious. These are national issues. Not to go to even Yakusa, which is a setting Yemuti.
Mr. Anari, what's your response to that?
Talked about in the vision. Vision is quite a hit. But if vision can, it's something that you work towards, you know, and the Kanahani Kates, the eye, I see in down, Jangi. So if vision is a Salahani Masalamu. You know, we have a way into a China which we will never achieve. Zimbabweans want food on the table. They want health services. They want education services. We will need to deliver on the vision. It's not enough just to have a vision. You need to deliver on the vision. And for the implementation to take place, uswelakala abakhokheli abazasebenza kuhle betshengisa ukuthi they are working towards the vision. Abakhokheli where Zimbabweans in the majority have got confidence so that they can invest. Because nxa sikhangele investment, asoma abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe kuphela bayi-investayo. Zimbabweans themselves have to invest. But if your monetary policy is not stable, your political situation is not stable, you know, you cannot invest, you cannot make progress, you cannot grow the economy. In China, there is stability. In China, after every 10 years, there is a new revolutionary leader from the Chinese Communist Party who takes over. And we've seen the growth of China. And we've said at times that we envy China. But we copy and paste some things. So, Mangwana, I assemble at the clinic. Vision is not enough. This is 36 years later. We ought to have a better and a different country than we have right now.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, uzoba undebele libambe khona pho ke baba uloba undebele ecinweni baba ndebele uyasizwa baba ndebele uyasizwa ecinweni ye utshona njani baba
ngakuzwa baba
ye usingathi utshona njani baba ndebele
hayi ngiyatshona dube unjani nawami
hayi siphilile kakhulu baba ye sicela uphosela lakho khona
ngiyabonga Dube.
Yeah.
Okokuqala angikwazi ukuthi ithebhisi yakho leyo uyikhangele njani.
Ye besikhangele khona ukuthi-ke
ngendlela
ye qhubeka baba.
Ye ngendlela okubeke ngayo wena uyabuza ukuthi njengoba sokwenziwe ngalolu hlobo uzibe na ukubona njani manje ukhona ukuthi xa abanikazi besithi khona lokho abakuphethileyo yikho abakufunayo so kungathiwani ngoba phela vele abanikazi abakufunayo umbuzo engilawo kuphela ukuthi pho nje wabenze njalo yena umdala ngokwakhe uthini ngalokho okukhulunywe ngabantu uyakuvuma na nxa ekuvuma hhayi meke leli na ayenze ngoba yinto yabo yangikhaya akula nto esingayenza ngalokho noma kuhle noma kubi kodwa nxa abanikazi bethe yikho abakufunayo akube yikhona lokho kuphela kuyasika ilanga abadala bangesikhathi ithi lina one day is one day okusho ukuthi inyanga liyasika lalo ngoba othaka labo babekhona badlula labo banibani babekhona badlula oyihla babekhona badlula kuzasika lapho kwidlule kuwe
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Ndebele ungadinwala kusasa uphenduke phela
Hi,
yeah, that was Mr. Ndebele is in Bulawayo. You were saying that, what is the president saying? Pose the question. What is the president saying about all this? If he's happy about it, let it be. But then he said, there'll be one day when you'll be out of power. And he says, there was once Chaka Zulu, and there was once Hitler, and all those people, where are they today? So he says, yeah, the day will come. But if they still wish that he should be a president, let it be. But one day, things will happen. Yeah. According to Mr. Ndebele, right?
Of course, Mr. Ndebele. That name is Terere Anzi Mkoma Peter. Magadi Mkoma Peter. Mkoma Peter. Mkoma Peter.
Magadi.
I want to report your name. That reminds me. Magadi Mkoma.
Hey, Magadi Mkoma.
Kuno kuri nani zvako kuri kunaya here
Hello ndadi pini ni panya muri kutaura ndikoti dadada mudhara uya akura ungadei pasina deno kuri kuti kubato kwavo vari vanhu vanotaura kuti vari kugashira ukuru hwavo angoba kuti vaendere mberi ungadei tisina zvikwata zvatiri kuona mazuva ano zvinotonzi yakosi zvinotonzi g40 zvinoreva kuti vanhu vese vanezvikwata izvo zvizvi vanoita kuimbozverwa vakura ngavachizorora dambudziko riripo nderekuti chete pane zviripo zvikonzero zvatisingazivi zviri kukonzera kuti baba ava varambe vari pachigaro varambe kubvapo ende ivo vamukomaniki mangwana vari kutaura vari kuukea vangataura zvavo mashoko avangataura kuti handi zvakazodai ndozvotora izvozvo gavauyo tigare tione nhamo tese mune muzimbabwe yatiri kuona munemo yekushayiwa mari yekutadza kuisa vana kuchikoro yekuita sei zvese zvinhu zviri down kuratidza kuti munhu mukuruyu akura akundikana tene pachovana mumwe munhu anotema tinobva ropa tatikubatsira kuti nyika isimuke iendere mberi nokuti patiri yezvinezvi Zimbabwe yatova nyika yachiseko chenyika vane vedu vazara kunze kwenyika kuinhapwa kwese kwese kwavari kuenda ndipamusaka pekuti munhu ari pasteering wacho haachisina simba rekusumuka achifamba kuti ngaenderere mberi akaenda kumameetings unongomuona kumapikicha kumatv akakotsira akaezvuti nonzi anosenza 30 minutes saka nyika ingangiremberei nemunhu akadarei iye zvinoerekaikuva kuti vangati vari kwazvimba uko achigara nevazukuru achitamba nevana azukuru vavo achivava tiudzei kuti 93 years kana bhazi charomba kukwira bhazi nedrivha nemunhu 93 years hauri kwire kana mota chaiyo uri kwire unoramba unoita accident ndatenda zvangu
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Peter vamangwana manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Peter vari kuti kana mubato muine kuwirirana sei muine zvikwata zvakawanda zvatiri kuona zviri kunetsana vamwe vachirwisana vachitiwo upfumi hwenyika hausi kufamba zvakanaka
zvakaoma chinoitika ndechekudaio I'm getting a lot of secondary feedback kuti this is my side
handizoti pana vanare
hongu
Mr. Nare
yes
is there like background noise where you are oh it's one of our callers I don't know
okay Zanand
okay
thank you right every members of the political party do not have one brain no they are not they do not have a homogeneous brain avana funyiri uruzvi kumwe chete kana uropi everybody has got a mind of their own in the whole political party in ZANU-PF has got a million members and hundreds of executives now in those there are different ideas and as in every political party people coalesce or vanoungana on different ideas that's what forms what you call mapoko ma factions and in the MDC anotoriko kune vari kutoti ngatitaurane na Joyce Mujuru kune vari kuti haiwa ngatisataurane na Joyce Mujuru kune vari kuti haiwa biti ngadzoke kwazvo anoti biti ngadzadzoka those are factions so in fact yekuti ma factions omuzano kune kumuzano PF mune ma factions or assumed pa factions is not it's a non issue it's all the only difference is ekuzano PF Zano PF ndiri kutungamirira nyika. That's all. But hakuna kusina izvozvo izvo. Mukangoona vanhu kusina kuti vanhu kuna vanhu vanotama makakatana maideas. Then you got no problem. Iko kotoratidza kune dictatorship. But kana kuine kuti vanhu vanotaura zvavanofungwa vana maonero akasiyana. Zvino it should come out in there kuti there are different ways of looking at a thing. So it's not you see, hakusi kuti kana vamugabe vakabva. Zano PF kunobva kwapera mafactions kana kuMDC hakuna mafactions. Factions will always be part of any political organization. Even the ANC, hazvizi vazuma vazvati vazuma vari kuenda, but kuna mafactions. And they've always been there. Even Pachina Ramandela kwakuna mafactions. So this is how it is. And it is what it is. Muno takaita Brexit nokuda kwamafactions. Conservative parties. Kune vamwe vaiti vatofana kuri kubira batiri muEurope kune vaiti ngatibudei. All those are factions. Hazvinene age yamugabe izvozvo kwakuine age here David Cameron involved pakaita mafactions so don't mix up issues kana mukuda kutaura nyaya age yavamugabe fine ngatitaurai nezvayo iri ndiri kuti 2018 kana vari kuti 36 years dzawandisa zvazvona izvozvo dai tisina kudi aiwa zvese izvozvo munopiwa mukana wokuchinja mamiriro ezvinhu by electing a different leader but isusu taisa candidate yedu ivi muri kusvotwa necandidate yedu ko munosvotwa necandidate yedu ko yenyu masiya here nhai vedue dai pakola matamakola zenyu ese hapana andazva ati indiri munhu wezanu p f zvino semunhu wezanu p f ina handisi kuda munhu akutimirira vanotikwadzisa hapana kana one vese ndeve opposition kaman
aiwa tinotenda Gibbs
yes mr mangwana but I mean at the end of the day what people are saying maybe just one line it appears as if you know they're saying the president is almost incapacitated and they know that ZANU-PF can't take action against that, let's say in parliament. We'll come back to that kind of issue, Mr. Mangwana. Yes, kwa mnumza nage unkosi, osa kungweni, kuna ngale ke Botswana. Baba nkosi, unawuchona jani? Kukwene kungweni nkosi? Ah, so I think what to say, Baba Tabang Nare. Baba Nare, ukwene kungweni? I can't hear Mr. Nare. Mr. Nare, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you. So, turning into some of these issues, Mr. Nare, yes. you are hearing
yes.
Mr. Mongwana
yes.
saying, no, age is not a problem. But you are saying age is a problem. How problematic is this age thing? Because somebody can be having a very sound mind while maybe the body is weak, you know?
I think clearly the current president of Zimbabwe, who was initially a prime minister of Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
has been on the helm for like 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen all his ideas and, you know, the issue is once you are the CEO of a company or the CEO of a nation, you need to be hands-on. You need to be able to follow up on your promises. And there is no way at 92 going into 93, he will be able to follow up on what the ministers are doing. This is why we've seen a number of scandals in government, from mm-hmm. Zimbra to Zimdev. And essentially, you are not able to deliver, you know. And I think we need to ask ourselves, do we want a monarchy or we want democracy? I think the reason why Zimbabweans maybe were outside ZANU-PF are really frustrated about the renewal of the candidacy is because they know that our elections simply are there to rubber stamp what ZANU-PF has already done. We know that our elections are not transparent. You know, ZANU-PF are always happy with the elections, but we know that they are undertones, even in the party, which is why there are these factions that we are talking about. People are saying Mugabe has managed to do what we didn't anticipate. He has managed to succeed himself. You know, the succession problem in ZANU-PF, he has succeeded himself, you know. So it's not sustainable. It's not good for the country. ZANU-PF needs to think we don't want an implosion in Zimbabwe, you know, with these two factions that are there. We want peace, you know, we want progress. And if we can't be truthful, if we can't tell each other truth, then we are simply building on our nation on a lie, a false foundation, and we will have problems in the future.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Nare, and stay on the line. Is Lobaba Unkosi, Sependrike Kunare Botswana. Baba Nkosi, yangu zoba.
Yangu zoba kutuya.
Hai, mpile kakuli, iphone yako nani yachupa. Chasi bili nga mafichani kunapu.
Ye, hai. Ya, kutu Zambia, ya Roma, uyazu kutu mtuwe.
Ye.
Zona kutu ye. Lo muti lo mangwa salo, uya kutu ma kutu mba ume. Awala tuwa ya kutu ma. Awala ya kutu ma eleka, sa embu teno ugu. Ye.
Yes, Angus.
Yeah, but if
Ifoni yala sakupinda futhi sikufonele kodwa nizwile kwathi ukhuluma ngakho. Yes, nyanguza kwathi ifoni yakho yaqhumeka. Yeah, what in that bekufonele Nkosi? Yathi bekufonele kona phakathesi. So what Mr. Nkosi was saying, what I heard, you know, you are saying that you know, they are using President Mugabe as a shield, you know, because some of the ZANU-PF people have been allegedly looting and doing all those things. So he says at the end of the day, they know that they can do anything in his presence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they are using him as a front for whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mr. Mangwana, your response to that, the caller is saying this is a system of patronage and there are corrupt activities allegedly that are going on and people know that Mr. Mugabe can shield them.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I will respect it. There is corruption in Zimbabwe without any shred of doubt, and it's mm-hmm. across the political divide. It's on every stratum and level of our society in Zimbabwe. vanhu vari corrupt vanhu vari kubira vana vavo chaivo chaivo vanenge vachida kuvaka dzimba vari mudiaspora vobirwa mari navabereki vavo navanhu vasiri vezanu PF vanobirwa namadzikoma navaningina nehanzvadzi navazvikuru nezvimwe zvakadaro vanhu ivava vasi vezanu PF. It's a societal illness that affects our country. And yes, kune vanozobave vanobirawo nyika dziri muomba famuhurumende umu, yes. Izvo zvezvo hatingazvirambi zvakaipa zvikuru uori hwakanyanya. Zero tolerance inodiwa nomunhu wese kuti tisatolerate corruption. It's a fact, but kuti kwanzi vanhu vari kuti vamugabe ngavamire ipapapo. Vanhu vari kuda kuwana kufukazwa kuba kaman ngati taure zvinhu zvimwe nekuti vamugabe ndikukudzira kuti kuconference kwakakriitwa vanhu 7000 kwakapedzisira kwava ne 9000 saka you telling me kuti those there were 9000 corrupt people who endorsing vamugabe kuti vanhingire varamba vachimirira nyika kuti ivo vanhu vese vane access to the state coffers dzavari kuba kana kuti tumatenda zavari kuswingiwa ivavo. Aiwa, these are common people, ordinary people vari kubva mumadistricts vari kuuya as delegates vari kuendosa vamugabe vavo. Saka that reason it does not make sense at all. Yekunzi kwai tiri kuda kushildwa from corruption, isusu kuno kuti kuita corruption ei takanga tiri kwovo tichiti nazvo ndizvozvo. Saka ngatimirei ngatimhanyisa kunyanya kumwaya vanhu madhaka nokuti vaita decision isingawirirani nayo. Kana tisingawirirani decision yaitwa navanhu vobva ZANU PF ngatiisei candidate ndati imimi kumhanya kwebhiza rezanu PF munei nako isai renyu rinomanya risiye rezanu PF. Ndo vanofanira kukonzeta baro kuti aiwa rezanu PF rina makumbo matatu itakuisa redu rina makumbo mana, kwete kuti aiwa vezanu PF vazoisa iri nokuti vakazodai vezanu PF vazodai vazodai makunetsa ini.
Gibbs.
Yeah, so baba nari uyazwera lapho uyakhuluma baba Mangwane kuti wena fakani peli bhiza leni. Inxa ibhiza lenu aligijimi kangako kumbe ibhiza leni lingathi liyagijima liyaginqa lingakafiki indawo so uthi ake litshintwe liyokuthi liyachothoza umgabe lichothoze ibandla lakhe lokhu nalokhu. So akuphosela kolapho ungathini akumphendula uMangwane babanani uyangizwa babanare
uyangizwa kipi?
Yes, enguzwa.
Ye ngiyabuyela kulokhane ngutshileyo siqalisa isihlelo ukuthi amalunga ezanu PF akholelwa imigabe yizimo akholwa ukuthi umgabe nguye owathunyezwa, abanye bathi wathunyezwa nguNkulunkulu and lokhu kumnika amandla amaningi kumele abuse santando ngenxa yokuthi umuntu othethiweyo ospecial. So esikuthoyo thina yikuthi hayi amaZimbabweni wonke izidala zikaNkulunkulu labo baspecial labo balawo amalungu okuthi bekhothele ilizwe labo bencede ngendlela abanganceda ngayo. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi kule migabe yizimo abakholwa ukuthi kumele kungene omunye umuntu. Njalo esikunanzelelayo kulokhu Mangwane akutshoyo, ibhiza lako lihle sibili ephathini yabo kodwa ngokubona kwabaningi alilihle alilungelanga iZimbabwe. So kukhanya ngani izanu kumele iqine ilizwe life akulandaba. So yikho esiba lolo bunzima kukho ukuthi baningi abantu abafisa ukuthi bengena lezwe mbusazi but nxa bebona sisebenza ngendlela esisebenza ngayo kungani ilizwe lethu alilathemba. Yikho abantu becina bephuma elizweni besiya kwamanye amazwe ngoba kungani kweZimbabwe sokwehlule.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Nare still insists that Mugabeism is key, you know, to most of these people, especially the way Mr. Mangwana responded to that question. Yeah.
Regetende kuna baba tadiwa ku South Africa uko makadi.
Eh, tripo makadiko.
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu kuri kunaya region.
Ah, kuri kunaya ndatombo paka pa side chaipo hamvura yachanga ine mhepo zvekuti auone kana 1 meter pambira.
Aiwa matoita zvakanaka henyu ndo zvamatogona kumbomira pa side kusvika kwa clear. Right, babata diwa nyari mudaro romainzwa yekuti vamugabe voramba vari panyanga here, vamwe vachiti vakwegura, vamwe vachiti aiwa ngavarambe zvavari panyanga.
Chekutanga ndoda kutaura kuti Mangwana uyo ka ane pfungwa dzakati pinzei dzakarodzika. Ndiri kuwirira naye pachinhu 1 chekuti ZANU PF vasarudza vamugabe ndo wavari kuda ndi
hongo.
Saka munasiri muzanu PF afanire kuwa nehanya nazvo. Hazvinei nani izvozvo ngozi akatikumbotaura zva 2018. Asi tikati zviri kuitika pari zvino. Kuti vamugabe vari pachigaro zvino hazvina kumira mushe ichokwadi. Ini ndakaita kunge ndichachema musikozi ndakatozozvidzora pe serume ndichiona vhidhiyo yekumoroko iyaiya haina kundifadza. Ndakarwadziwa semunhu inini handisapoti pati nekuti izanu kana kuti MDC. Ndinosapota pati nekuti pati iyi ichandiitira kuti ndikwanise kudya, ndikwanise kuendesa vana kuchikoro. Saka kana vamugabe varipo vachirwara, inini handingafari kuti vamugabe vari kurwara. Hazvindifadzi. Saka muri kuona vamangwana kudefenda pati yavo nenhingirini position yekuti vasarudza vamugabe 2018 zviri right. Vamangwana vari right futi panyaya yecorruption. Hatifane kungoti because vanhu vari kusarudza vamugabe varoda kuita corruption. Handi vese vanhu vanoita corruption muzanu PF. Tofana kuva straight ipapo. Theni kekupesera ndoda kuti kuna vamangwana kusarudzwa kwavamugabe ka havana kusarudzwa nezanu PF yese. Ndirakumboisa zanu PF mubasket chete tisingatarise opposition. Vakasarudzwa nevanhu 7,000 ndozvavataura ende zanu PF havasi vanhu 7,000. Saka panofanira kugadziriswa ipapo.
Babatadiwa
vari kuda zvigo.
Vanga vachiti 7,000 ndo vakauya kumusangano kwete ndo vakavasarudzayo.
Ndo vakaendosa.
Nekuti musangano akuuye munhu wese ka munongotorawo vashoma. MDC inogona kuti tine 10,000, PDP yoti tine 20 kumusangano wedu wekongresi. Ndiwo masarudziro anoitwa vanhu ka.
Pachirungu ndikaiti default democracy iyoyo. Hakuna zvakadaro. Inenge isisiri democracy.
Vezanu vanogona kuti muna 2013 vakavhoterwa vanhu nevanhu vese vakawana.
Vakavhoterwa kana pasina munhu akauya nehumbowo hwekuti vamugaba havana kuvhoterwa, which means kuti vakavhoterwa zveshuwa, because handina kuzomboona umwe munhu akauya nenyaya yekuti vamugabe vabviswe. Munhu iyeye akakwanisa kushandisa matare kana kuti electoral process kuti vabviswe, handina kuzombomuona. Saka pari zvino ndo vatoripo, 2013 vakatohwina, ndo zvazvinoreva.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba Tadiwa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tatenda, move nezuva rakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's interesting comments there from baba Tadiwa. On both sides of the coin, rather. But essentially, he is saying that I think if the people still love him, fair and fine, but he's not happy with the way leaders are elected by only the minority at these congresses. I don't know if maybe once the American way of doing things, you know, where you go state by state and people actually vote for you, not the Democrats or the Republicans holding a Congress. I don't know, maybe that's what he might be proposing. Gibbs, back to you.
Yeah, you know, I like the way he put his kind of new democratic explanation. He says it's default democracy. so when he talks about default democracy, he's talking about the depth and width of democracy.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, then he says it's default democracy. Very exciting. So, Mr. Mangwana, indications according to this caller are that only a few people actually endorsed Mr. Mugabe, and we know here that those people were representing different structures, but he's calling this default democracy. So isn't it exciting that people can come out with some kind of democracies of their choice, right?
Ndizvozvo kamunogona kuisa democracy mutima subclusters takawanda wanda, but the point iripo ndeyekuti kuno ku UK handiti takaita nekwese throughout the country in Zimbabwe and in South Africa as well, vanoita mameeting avo, ma pre-conference meetings in which anogenerata maresolutions avo. Handiti those resolutions ndi avanopa madelegates anoenda, mamuchitaura nezveamerican system, it's the same electoral college. Saka leso college ndinoenda ndakabata position ye UK ndichenda ku Zimbabwe. Position ye UK on this issue ndiyakati. So even one of the 7,000, I'm no longer representing 7,000, I'm representing a whole constituency.
Mm-hmm.
So you also have got my district chairman, which district, you know, provider a single candidate. Are going to articulate their position. Avakama position achakati ito for in the district meeting. Saka kuskuti muna anongono tawala shafunge one of the 7,000 aiwa. Anongono zonzo kato report back to the people wakuti wakano tawala shataka kuunza yere. And it, so these are elects from the same elects of college that took to an issue away. Ukuti majenege za cut. Do wana this one, wana that one, that one. So wangu gabi waka wana yeah, membership. Yeah, of course there are people who see things differently. But kana wasina kuti express ezvo, so that's another thing. Akus kuti tudi wangu gona 100, di wangu wese mzano PF, 100% di wangu mzano PF. Who does that? Who is that? Then pana wangu mzano PF, wangu wangu brandi kana wada, and it's really wrong. They must be descending, but the overwhelming majority, waka indosa. So those are two shanda na hizo, whether it's 51% or whatever. But you don't want a simple majority. But even wangu wana simple majority, probably ya wangu 80-90% maybe. That's what we work with. Saka mbata hatisi kuna kuna machisplita maheze chiti kutishakati shakati point ilipo ndi kuti babata diwa wano chaura shine kumeso shukuru wano chaura shine msoru wazo reifuti mangwana mchati wangu wakadiru warambe wachivu ya wano wakadaru tuka wano chaura shine shakavenze kakumeso
tina mkoma I think di penadiri kucholocho kumakadi
kilipo kana makadio enyu
tiripo zitandiani
Bernard, ndiri kuno kucholocho.
Okay, parise pa cholocho apa kuri kunaya here?
Mvura iri kunaya chaka zvakanaka chaizvo.
Hakuna mafashamo ako zvikamboitika gorerie.
Hazvisati zvaitika pari zvino.
Aiwa tinotenda ishe. Mukoma Bernard, nyaya iri mudariro mainzwai. Tiri kutaura nezvekuti vamugabe oramba ari panyanga here, zviri kutaurwa nevamwe kana kuti
Yae kutanga nino buza mbuzo kuti kune vanhu weZimbabwe. Ko tinotonga chii kuchembera here kana kuti ipfungwa. Nokuti kana tichiti isusu vamugabe vakura. Vakura panyama noti papfungwa. Chinhu chachopa titizivisise ndechokuti munhu anenge achitonga tisu takamusarudza vanhu weZimbabwe. Zvino vazhinji vari kutaura nenyaya yekuti havakura chavadi ngavaende kumusha zvakanaka hazvo asi mubvunzo mukuru wetinawo ndewokuti kochii chinotonga kutembera kwemunhu here kana kuti ipfungwa nokuti madzishe mazhinji muno muZimbabwe vazhinji vacho vakura saka ngatitarise izvozvo zviripo kana tichiti nyika yedu yezvinezvi yagwadama chii chikonzero chokuti tigwadame ngatirege kunongodza mumwe kune mukuru wenyika tichiti ndiyakonzera ko isu tandichiita sei kuti zvivo zvinhu izvozvo zvizoitika saka ndio zvimwe zvinhu zvezvinhu zvatinofanira kunga tichitendera kana tichibvunza mibvunzo kana tichitaura President Mugabe I'm not a politician handina batro ndakamirira asi ndikuti Mwari akamusarudza kuti atungamire nyika. Isu vate vanotevera vacho tisakakonzera mhirizhonga yose kuti tive nemabhondi nokuti taiba mari dzimwe dzacho maminista ziva achitambe zvavo vachenesa kunze kwenyika uko
kose vaisasungwa nae mukoma Bernard
nezvivagemu dzimba dzakanaka
mukoma Bernard
ma50 rupees
Mukoma Bernard.
Yebo baba.
Kana vachiba vanhu vacho handizvo here zvinozoshorwa vamugabe kuti kose vasiri mujeri vanhu vacho vari kuba.
Chinetika ndechekuti mandibvunza mbvunzo wakanaka chaizvo izvo. Tikabvunza tikapinda mumba nevana 5. One iri mbavha. Handiti baba namai nevamwe havadi. Tatofana kutizive kuti mbavha pamusha panhingi ndiani. Kote kuti titi babawe pamusha ndiwo mbavha. Kunopana unongega munongedzwa kuti pamba panhingi pane mbavha inonzi nhingi. Tangasungwe kamunhu woiye. ehe nowirirana nemutaura ataura South Africa manje manje zvinhu zvataura zvine musoro zvinonyatsonzwisisika nebvunzo yanga hunga nekuzvipindura ega aona kuti chokwadi chokwadi kusarudza kunoitwa vamugabe paZANU-PF pati yavo vanovimba naye but ruzhinjika vanongoita wagenesi but isu tinoona kuti aha ngatiregerei kutsoropodza izvozvo ivo vakaita zvavo zvavanogona tinozviteedzera kana vada kuti vairamba vachitungamirira ngavatungamirireka
aiwa tinotenda mukoma Bernard tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bernard tinotenda regai titore mumwe muteereri sezvo nguva idi yafamba mukoma Bernard you heard him he's saying that he does not have any problems with President Mugabe remaining at the helm. Of course we'll ask Mr. Nare. He says it's whatever divine intervention it's God's will. I don't know about that. Gibbs, let's take
Gibbs. Let's call to Mr. Nare, right? So, Slom Nunzana, O Romeo, Ekongani, Usevtuana. Baba Romeo, Mwangjali?
No. I think the mistake is fine.
Mbani?
Fine.
Oh, fine. Mwangjali, follows.
I'm the poet, that is.
Oh, Mwangjali, Boswan?
Ah, good, right.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Bakunige, that romantic name. You know Romeo and Juliet, eh?
Okay, anyali zvudaba rine rikuruma ngalo zvose. Mhm.
Yeah,
because. Hayi, vayenzile Congress mdara intenza, vayenzile Congress vakholisa.
Mhm.
Abantu kathesi sizothama sivu 7 akhola mhla ka 28. Mhm. Kodwa iChristmas ifikile khona kathesi ngesanda. Mhm. So angwazi khona ukuthi ubaba lo uthwa ngumangwana lo ukuthi uthini? Kare sabantu badubeka phansi andabo njona ngikhuluma njalo ukuthi abantu lokho bedubeka so bayenzeni ngabantu abakhulumi ngendaba yezimali abakhulumi ngendaba yamabonus abathini kodwa umnyaka usuphelile andabo yi problem ikhona lapha eZimbabwe umkhono umsuwile wafa 36 years usifa umkhono wafa kudala andabo kare sabantu nxa bese ema bank basweli imali nxa bese basweli imali so yena ubaba mangwana vakholisile bakhuluma indaba ade bezikhuluma ukuthi bebambane wathiwani but thina-ke ku-ground ye abantu badubeka kumele bekhuluma iqiniso anti abantu badubeka babuya belamapholisa amapholisa bakhasoze sebenze lutho senzile angikwazi ukuthi mina i-leadership yangikhona nxa bona befuna ukusikhokheli abayenze phela izinto ezifunwa ngabantu nethi ukuthi kanti abantu bengakhombela bathi kanti abantu bengakhombela bathi sokuthiwa sebetshayo kanti abantu bazama ukudemonstrata kubo Harare batshawa ngamamota khanio bathelwa ngamanzi kodwa bona bathi ilive iparty eledemokrasi xa eledemokrasi indaba abantu beyekelwa phela i-constitution esayibhala ngo-2018 yokuthi umuntu uyavunyezwa ukudemonstrate and peaceful but uzawukuzwa bona amaphoyisa bebuya sebethela abantu ngamakhanio uthi ukhulumeleni ukuthi lokhu akufuni andiyabo kodwa yena uhlezi e-UK kaboni thina ukuthi thina siyadubeka thina into esikwaziyo into esidubeka kakhulu andiyabo yena uhlezi uyakholisa uyakholisa uyahola thina sikutholi lutho sihambe ebhenki silale kungela ma andiyabo
hayi siyakuzwa mnumzanamangwana
lo hayi amele i-revise ukhuluma wayo
hayisizilobeka I want to get Numzana Spongle Kulu. So all what he's saying is that, well, yes, the conference was held and people ate a lot of meat and other things, right? But the country remains in doldrums. He says nothing is moving. Whenever people want to stage peaceful marches, they're beaten up. Whenever they want to do anything, they're just brutalized. So he says, so what? So what do they expect us to do, you know, as general people? I think he posed that question. Maybe go for Mr. Nare then.
Mr. Nare, are you on the line?
On the line, blessing.
Yes, interestingly, Mkoma Bernard in Cholocho raised an interesting point. He referred to what was called in the 16th and 17th century the divine right of kings to rule, referring to Mr. Mugabe as chosen by God. Your response to that?
I think God chooses people. But we know even in the New Testament,
when Judas Iscariot had betrayed Jesus, mm-hmm. the disciples got together and they chose another disciple to stand in his place. Mm-hmm. And they actually elected that disciple. Mm-hmm. So God uses us as people. Mm-hmm. So one of the mistakes that we've made as Zimbabweans is to simply think that God will intervene. God has given us brains. Mm-hmm. God has given us mouths so that we can talk mm-hmm. and we can make a decision. So mm-hmm. there is a common saying that says you get the government that you deserve. Mm-hmm. So Zimbabwe has the government that it deserves mm-hmm. because whether we like it or not, we chose Mugabe and we continue to choose him. I think it's up to Zimbabweans to come to a stage where they say enough is enough, mm-hmm. you know. Of course, we're afraid of the repression, the beatings, you can get jailed. We've had people disappearing. But we need to think what would be good for our children, what would be good for the future of our country. We need to be truthful to each other. We cannot continue to lie to each other anymore. If mm-hmm. something is not good for Zimbabwe, you know, we need to choose what is good for our country. And we need to make our country a better country. It's clearly one of the best countries in the world, and democracy is the missing ingredient. You know, let's not build our country on a false bottom. Let's put principles and values. What are our principles? My principles are of Ubuntu, principles of Uno. You know, we need to go back to those principles. With inkosi, inkosi ngabantu. You know, you are not a king on your own. You are there to fulfill the wishes and the dreams of the people. And if the people are not happy, you need to respect that. And if necessary, you need to step aside so that a new blood can come in and take on the baton stick.
Okay. Mr. Mangwana?
Thank you very much. I'm sure you're asking me to close, to make my closing comments considering the time.
Just one caller. You can go ahead.
The country. Sorry. Okay. Kuneva phone was talking about Rutambura and I just want Duveka. So I'm sure he was talking about Rutambura, and I believe that. When Rutambura was Zimbabwe, things are not right. Are not okay. Fact you go to you don't come in and see the Zagamira say. I'm always in Zimbabwe and when leaving by conference and watching a conference, I'm there and you know my kitchen machine is not in Chishaya like everyone else. So but this has nothing to do with the choice people make. If that factor is very important in helping people make their decision, let them wait until 2018 and make a contrary decision. That's what we are asking for. We are simply saying, let ZANU-PF do it, whatever it needs to do, its own processes. If the ZANU-PF is making a foolish decision, respect that foolish decision, but show ZANU-PF the folly of its decision in 2018. Mm-hmm. That's all. We are not saying ZANU-PF should rule forever. We hope it will. We are not saying Mugabe should rule forever and live forever. We hope he does. But again, we do not determine these things. This nyaya kaitika muswe Friday and Saturday. Yanga iri nyaya yeku ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF ichaitika futi muna December 2017. Ichaita dzidzere iyo yo yatiri kuita iyo yo in accordance with our own constitution. And you ask us to comment on his age. Vanenge vangoisa one more year ipapo. So continue having this discussion. But the decision in cover everyone else is in 2018. Varikuti ZANU-PF iri kutadza kutungamirira makore awanda. Iyoyo decision munokwanisa kuirivesa in 2018 again. Not anytime sooner. Not by choosing a candidate for ZANU-PF unless you are a stakeholder in ZANU-PF. I think let's keep that straight.
Thank you, Mr. Wangwana.
ZANU-PF munozvisota when the moment comes. Kana muchida kutiya kuzvisota by making a different choice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Awa tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Mangwana. The message from Mr. Mangwana to the opposition is very clear. Like Napoleon said, if you see your enemy making a mistake, do not interrupt him. Thanks. We have come to the end of this show. We want to thank Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chairperson, Mr. Tabang Nare, political commentator. We also want to thank our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.